For me, some of Mick Hucknall's finest work. That's Simply Red and Something Got Me Started on Taunton's 107.8. Tone FM, good morning. It's 10 past eight. How are you? Welcome to your Wednesday. It's the 22nd of January. It's Darren Daly at breakfast and supported by our friends at Howard's Motorhomes, Prizer Road in Taunton, the new face of Adria, some living homes in Somerset. I forgot where we were there. Brilliant. Tom Walker on the way. First, let's wheel in a guest in the form and shape of David Parkman from the Taunton Armed Forces Day Team. Hello, mate.
Good morning, Darren. Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
Jolly good, jolly good. Thanks for coming in. Right, okay. Taunton Armed Forces Day is happening at Vivery Park on the 4th of July this year. And it's the second one. How was last year, first of all, for those that didn't attend?
It was very, very successful. It was a fairly quickly organised Armed Forces Day by a group of veterans that attend the Breakfast Club in Vivery. And I have to say it's very successful. We were oversubscribed, which prompted us then to think about trying to put on a bigger and better show this year.
Good. I'm glad it was a success. We need to mention the fact that you are a veteran. You were in the army for what, 14 years?
14 years, yeah, in the Grenadier Guards.
Right, okay. And now what do you do?
I'm a commercial director for a business that actually manufactures seats for military vehicles, ironically.
Brilliant. Yeah. Is it busy in that world of seat building?
Yeah, sadly it is. Obviously, there's a lot of conflict in the world, so we do specialise in blast-protected seating for vehicles, so there is a big market for that.
Is it just for the forces? You say blast protected, so that instantly leads me to believe that you could perhaps do work for the government as well.
We do government for security vehicles, yeah, that are used in embassies. And most of our business actually is export, so the Middle East is a very big marketplace for us.
Testing your seats must be good fun.
Yes, we're always looking for volunteers, Darren.
it must be good fun, actually. Well, going to a private, you've got like a quarry or something, you stick a load of seats on the floor and blow them up.
As you appreciate, we have to make to international standards. So what tends to happen is that we have to test in certified testing houses around the world. So it can be quite exciting when you see a big armoured vehicle being blown up.
Yeah. Right, okay, we're moving away from what you're here for.
Yes.
But what is Armed Forces Day?
Well, Armed Forces Day is an opportunity for our community to celebrate what our armed forces do throughout the year. It was designed as a national celebration, if you like, not just of our regular forces, but also reserves and cadets and all those associated, particularly veterans and their families. And we felt, as a small group, as I mentioned, that go to the Breakfast Club in Taunton, that we wanted to look at creating an event that would be based in our county town. There have been similar events tried to be organised in the past in Somerset. Some have been more successful than others. We felt that creating an event in our county town and making an inclusive event for all the community, so it's a free of charge event, open to everyone, and it's designed to be a fun day for everyone. So we've got kid zones, we've got old vehicles, we've got, obviously our armed forces are involved greatly doing tug of war and different displays. We've got a free fall parachute team that will be dropping in during the day.
I love that, yeah. Dropping in, I see what you did there.
Well, hopefully they'll hit the target.
It'd be embarrassing if they didn't, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would, yeah. We're hoping, obviously, the weather's kind to us.
Well, you had good weather last year, if I remember rightly.
Fantastic, yes.
And that's obviously going to play a bearing, because these things do take a lot of time and effort to put together, and there's nothing worse than spending all year round practicing, getting ready for an event, and then it pours down all day, which sort of dampens everything, doesn't it?
Very much so. Very much so.
So a fair bit of cash to sort of put this on, and presumably you're going to be doing lots of events over the coming months to
raise funds. Yes, we are. The fundraising effort has already started. Obviously, there are a number of local and national funds that we're applying for funds. I won't pretend that it's not been slightly frustrating, because we're not, strictly speaking, a registered charity.
Well, I was going to say, will you go down that route? Because when you're not a charity, it's a bit more difficult in some areas to tap into funding, isn't it?
I think it's unlikely that we'll become a registered charity at this stage. Maybe something that we'll look at in the future. There are a couple of things that we can do in the short term. We can have a corporation status and a constitution, that kind of thing. So we're investigating that at the moment to make life easier for us.
Are you going to get any helicopters or anything to fly in?
We've already had conversations with Yeovilton.
Are you allowed to do that? Can they fly into Ivory Park? That must be quite a challenge.
They can fly over.
They can't fly in then.
Of course, bear in mind that we're going to have, at the moment, we've got over 200 stallholders that have committed.
Oh, right, okay. We've got blow them away with a helicopter landing.
That is our concern. So, but Yeovilton are likely to offer us. I don't want to preempt anything because it hasn't been agreed yet. But we're hoping to have a helicopter on site that people can have a look and climb in.
Oh, brilliant.
So, yes.
What about like a little air show above Ivory Park on the day?
Well, of course, they've got a memorial flight at Yeovilton. So we are hoping that we can get them to come across.
I've just had a thought. I can put you in touch with a chap I know who lives in Corfe, and he's a pilot. He's a pilot for some big Russian bigwig.
Oh, right.
And he's also got his own little stunt plane. And he does stunt shows and stuff for the Corfe Summer Fete, which is like a massive, it's a big setup.
Fantastic.
But I'm sure he would, if he's about on the day, he'd oblige to do something. So he'd have like a little air show thing going on.
That'd be fantastic.
I'll tell you what, after this interview, I'll put you in touch with him.
Thank you very much.
And that'll be really useful. So last year, you had over 100 stalls and displays. Public attendance was around sort of 3,000-4,000, which is really good. And I'm glad to see you had stormtroopers on site.
Of course. Hell yeah. And they're coming this year.
Oh, the stormtroopers, they're big thing. They're big business, aren't they?
And I understand, actually, they've actually got a Darth Vader this year.
Have they? Darth Vader as well. I love the way that you're incorporating all areas of military. Brilliant. Excellent work. So we need to mention this Breakfast Club, because if we don't mention that, Ed will absolutely lace me for mentioning it.
Of course.
This is Ed at the Vivory Golf Club. Ed Cullen's catering. Got to give him a plug for that as well, because you know what Ed's like. Never likes to miss out on an opportunity, does he? I suppose his barbecue will be there. Will it grilling away all day?
Absolutely, and his inflatable pub.
He's bought it, has he? Because he brought it to the flower show, didn't he?
That's
and, right. And I've got to be honest, I looked at getting one of those a couple of years ago, but it looked like a lot of hassle to me.
Yes.
I tell you what, it's blimmin' hot inside that inflatable pub. It was at the flower show.
Yes.
Well, listen, David, lovely to see you speak to you. Let's just go through the basics again. So, Armed Forces Day, Ivory Park, July the 4th, ironically, American Independence Day. Anything else that we need to know that people can use to help?
No, I mean, if anyone that would like to be involved and help out the team, we're more than welcome to welcome you to the team. Help is always needed. We will need help on the day, of course. Planning is fairly advanced. So if anyone needs any more information, we do have a website, which is SomersetArmedForcesDay.com. Please visit it, and we look forward to seeing you on the day.
All of those details, by the way, are on a post that we made just before Christmas at tonenews.co.uk. I've reposted that on the Tone FM Facebook page today, along with a nice picture of you chilling out, David, drinking
your
coffee.
Thank you so much.
You're going to get some jip for that. You do realise that, don't you? So you can read all about it. You can pick up all the details you need from that post. Lovely to see you, David, and hopefully we'll see a bit more of you a bit closer to the time.
Thank you very much, Darren.
My guest is David Parkman from Taunton Armed Forces Day, Somerset Armed Forces Day team. Brilliant. It's Tone FM.